So now we're in the 3 weeks, and these 3 weeks, I am in Avelis on the Churban HaMikdash, and the Churban HaMikdash is the makor of all tzaras of Klal Yisrael and all tzaras. We have to do tshuva on these 3 weeks, and we can get back the Mikdash, and Hashem will bring a Yeshua to all the tzaras of Klal Yisrael. One of the tshuvas in the 3 weeks is Ben Odom Lechaveru, to be very, very makpid, very, very mechazik on helping others, being good to others. One big yisod in the Pasha of Matos. Pasha Matos says a pasuk Lo Yachol Dvaro. By the Indian of Neder, it says Lo Yachol Dvaro. It says in Rashi, the big kiddush, Lo Yaseh Dvaro Chulin, Lo Yachol Dvaro, which is mashma, a big kiddush, that really everything we say is hektish. Words are hektish. It says Ruach Memalala Hashem Ve'epach Be'apa Ruach Chaim Ruach Memalala Hashem put from him in us. We have a korach of Hashem Dibur in us, Dibur in Deah, and Mela our Dibur is Kadosh. If we keep Kadosh, Mela, if we tell a friend, I'll meet you over here, I'll bring you something, I'll help you do this, Mela, this is Kadosh. Our Dibur is Kadosh. If we keep everything we tell a friend or children or our wife, I'll do this, I'll bring this, I'll help you here, and you do it, then your word is hektish, and your wife is leaning on you, samach on you. She knows whatever you say is kadosh, is good. Mela, see, this is a midah of godless, of keeping your word, and there's a famous word that Rav Nathan Freund said. That if you're not mechallel your words, you always keep your words, then kol ha'etzim mipiv yaseh Hashem, like a drush. Hashem will do everything. If your word is hekdesh, kodesh, Hashem will do everything you say. And there's a famous ma'aseh that Rav Chaim Abraham said that he heard from the Mira Shiva Rabbeinish. Rabbeinish heard it from his shver, Rav Shmuel Greinemann, who was the shver of Rabbeinish, who was the shamish of the Chavetz Chaim. A ma'aseh nora and Chavetz Chaim, that once the Chavetz Chaim had to go to a certain city for some inyan of Klal Yisrael, and they did the inyan, and they had to go back to Radin, and going back to Radin, they had to go through a different city and change trains to Radin, and the train system of Poland was very, very meduic. And there was only 6 minutes left in that city to change the trains, to change the train to Radin. And Mashmuel knew that the Chavetz Chaim was very old, and he couldn't walk well. He knew that it was not possible to change trains. So he yelled in the ear of the Chavetz Chaim, "We have to stay overnight." So the Chavetz Chaim said, "No. We're going today to Radin." So on the way to this city was the equal of 1.5 minutes. Now there's only 4.5 minutes to change the train to Radin, and they got to the city. Rav Shmuel walking very slowly with the Chavetz Chaim to get the train to Radin, and everyone was running to the train. And suddenly something happened. A new train came between them and the train to Radin and blocked the way. So there came a big behola. And Rav Shmuel was walking slowly with the Chavetz Chaim, and they came to the train, that the new one that blocked it, and lo and behold, that was the train to Radin. The driver of the train had made a mistake and driven the train on the wrong track. And Rav Chaim Bim would make a joke that in Poland, that means that driver, either he'll have life prison or he'll be hung. Such a chamura. To drive on the wrong track, but that was the words of the Chavetz Chaim were chal. Lo yachol dvaro is his word of kadosh mele. Whatever he says is kadosh mele. Hashem does what he said. Mele, we have to tshuva on this. Whatever we say to our friend, do shtark, be happy, be shtark. Don't be mechal what you say. Your words will be hektish, and there'll be gvaldige kesher of people. Now there's another big yisod. Then in Echa, in Perek Aleph Echa, it says, "Kol Reit Feha Hisigua Ben Amitzurim." So Pashta, it means that the people that chase after a Christ will get them. Bayam Mitzrayim is a delicate time. They'll get them. Bayam Mitzrayim. Said Chaim Bim from all this forum, Anupshat. It says, called Reit Feiko. Reit Feho is two words. Reit Feiko. People who run after Hashem, they'll get Hashem Bayam Mitzrayim. This is a Gvaldge Kiddush. And it says, what's the Hezber? Because all year Hashem is Kaviyachol in his palace. He's in palace, big palace in heaven. There are many rooms, many shomrim. It's hard to get to a melech. Now these 3 weeks we're in Golis. Hashem is with us, leaves the palace. Hashem, we're with us in Golis. Mela, it's not a shomrim. We can get Hashem in these 3 weeks. Mashma, the highest time of the year. So what's that roitfeko? How do you run after Hashem? What's the meaning of running after Hashem? How do you run? Let's see how to run. Then we'll all run. So the name of the Indian is we say in Hodu Hashem Kiru B'Shmo Shirulo Zamrulo Sichu M'chol Nifloisav Yismach Le Mevakshi Hashem. This is how you seek Hashem by Shirulo Zamrulo, looking all the Chesed Hashem does to you day and night. Everyone, every yid in the world has Chesed every day and night. Says in Mishael Shorim, prepare a ches, ein lecha adam, kol matzav shehu, loreb, nisim, v'niflos. If you open your eyes, you'll see around you, everywhere in the world, nisim and niflos. And this is the way, mevakshi Hashem. How do you seek Hashem, praise Hashem? Shirulo, zamrulo, sichu. And there's a gewaldig diuk that Rav Volba said in Mir, we say Kiddush on Allah Shabbos. We say first the Shabbos Kutcho, the Av of Rasan Chilanu. Then we say Shabbos Kutchecha. We change from Shabbos Kutcho to Kutchecha. Why? Because after we praise Hashem, Hashem is near to us. First Kutcho, He is Shabbos. Now Kutchecha, after praise. Yosha, we speak to him in straight. Kachacha is based in Rashi and Brachis, Dav Dalar and Beis. That when you praise Hashem, you're bringing Hashem near. Hashem comes near to you with praise. Mela, this may be the inner Rodfei Ka. Praise Hashem. In these weeks, we only have left a week or so. Praise Hashem. And these weeks, say thank you for all the chesed. People are married, People, even people not married, have niflos. People who see anybody says themselves shom anybody any matzav people cholim ashbir ashir see big ploim. Miller, praise Hashem, praise Hashem every day stark. And b'frat this week, and Hashem, you're bringing Hashem close to you. Hashem, then we can ask Hashem. His Hashem is close to you. Ask him for Yeshua's. This is roit feikor. In the sefer Shurim Tefillah has a Maaseh Neira in Shaharina of Rav Pinchas Maaseh Neira a certain city somewhere not in Eretz Yisrael there was a big rov. There was no water, there was no rain many a long time, no water, no rain, and they did tainus and nothing happened. They made a yontif. Shira and Zimra, and started raining. Because the Rina opens Shara Shemaim. Rosh Fekor. Rina opens, says, Ein Chaskula Gedola. So says, Pinchas Rina, praising Hashem, singing to Hashem. Kumi Roni Balayla. Kumi Roni Balayla. It's in the Churban. Roni Balayla opens Shara Shemaim. The Nishmas, saying Nishmas, is Gvalaga Skula of opening Shara Shemaim, saying Nishmas with your whole heart. Yes, yeah. See, I went through it from Rav Lang's and Moyle name. Rav Lang told us that Rav Abramsky told them. Abramsky was a chassan, 24 years old, never saw the Chavetz Chaim. See, he once was in a small hotel. The man next door was an old man. In the middle of the night, the man started screaming. So Rav Abramsky told the owner of the hotel that the man is very sick. He said, no, don't worry, it's a Chavetz Chaim. There's nothing wrong with him. So Ramsky was excited. Now here's the Chavetz Chaim. So he went to the room and walked in without knocking. And Chavetz Chaim was sitting on the floor in the middle of the week, saying Nishmas with a big, big hislavus and wailing and crying. And there was a big light on the Chavetz Chaim. nishmas. That this word fekor. You're saying, thanking Hashem for nisim and flaws. We have to do that. We have to get that into our nefesh. Thank Hashem for nisim and flaws all our life, every day. Say shivilo, zamilo, we should sing every day. So for sure, modim, every shemesh, I say modim. Think of the name between mincha and Maariv and Shacharis, may nisim happen. You're allowed to sing also by day, singing. Maybe not with music, but singing, b'peh. There's two brothers. Yeah, I'll end with this. It's the two brothers in the mirror, two chashva, Avrech and Ma'od, who their father was in the camps in the war, and he married Baruch Hashem, has three children, all gedolei Torah. So they told me that the father told them over that they were in camps, they were bed matzavim of him, and they sang the pasuk wherever they can all day. They sang, Chasdei Hashem ki lo yisamnu ki lo yichol rachamav, for hours and hours and hours they sang, and they were saved. They married and have good families. May Hashem help us sing all day. Chasdei Hashem ki lo yisamnu all day, all night, and shirilo, samulo, sicho nefloisa, be good for Hashem b'yam. Hashem should help everyone. All Yidden and all Christ, wherever they are, all Matzavim, have Yeshua Gedola, Hatzlacha, Shiduchim, in health, in Parnasa, Nachas from children, and Hashem should give Hatzlacha to all Christ, and we should have all the Yeshuas. Amen, Amen. Call to a bye-bye.